Let's get on to why do humans have value? This is a key question. Are babies in the womb really valuable? They don't have, you know, conscious thought when they're in the womb. They don't know that they're even existing when they're in the womb. So do they really have value?
The Christian worldview is clear. You have value simply because of whose image you bear. But there's a competing worldview out there that says your value is not based on whose image you bear. It's based solely on your utility. That worldview is called utilitarianism. And that worldview says you only have value if you benefit others, if you bring something to the table they need or want. I have good news for you. There is a way to convince others that that worldview is wrong.
Yeah, Scott Klusendorf from the Life is Best DVD series. And they go into these apologetic reasons why that worldview is wrong. So it's going to equip you to be able to defend these type of semantical, euphemistic arguments that you constantly get from those who advocate for abortion. Here's another soundbite on, is the unborn actually a human being, or when does it become a human being?
What is the unborn? According to the science of embryology, the unborn is a distinct, living, and whole human being. And what that means is, from the very moment you began to exist, from the end of that fertilization process, you weren't a blob of tissue. You weren't part of another human being. You were yourself a distinct, living, whole member of the human family. Sure, you had yet to grow. You had yet to mature. You had yet to have the capabilities you do today. But the kind of thing you were was not in question. And if you consult any embryology textbook worldwide, you will see there's uniformity of agreement that each of us began as that zygote. We didn't come from a zygote. We once were a zygote. That's science. That's not a religious view. That's not a personal preference view. That is an empirically verifiable fact when we go to the science of embryology. Each of us began as a distinct, living, whole human being.
That is that people don't even care. People who advocate for abortion, they may even concede that what's in the womb is a human being, but they still think they're God and they have the right to end that life. That's where it's come to today. I think the human being life used to be more effective. That, oh, well, it's a human being in your womb. I don't think they care. It's the abortion is the sacrament that needs to be upheld above all else, even if it is a human being. We hope you gained from this short take of the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and further connect with this ministry, visit thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.